It has emerged that an internal audit report which examined the Garda payroll system has found evidence of possible fraudulent payments. This relates to an audit completed just last year but which remains unpublished. RTE's John Burke has the details and he's been giving me the background.
Well, back in 2019, the Garda Internal Audit Unit carried out a routine examination of the force's payroll system. Now, considering that staffing costs accounts for more than 80% of the Guard's annual budget of €1.8 billion, payroll in the force is a big spending area. Well, it's now emerged that in the course of their examination, auditors found evidence of possible fraudulent payments being made. Now, the actual internal audit into the payroll system itself has not been published, and that's fairly standard procedure, to be fair. So how do we know that this audit contained these critical findings? We know because what has been released in the past number of days is the report of another oversight body which looks at governance and audits within An Garda Síochána. It's called the Garda Audit Committee, and it's got independent members on it, such as people like the UCD governance expert Professor Niamh Brennan. And this committee gets to see all those unpublished audit reports, usually with all the confidential and redacted elements left in. And it's in this committee's latest report that they reveal that auditors found evidence of possible fraudulent payments emanating from within the Garda payroll system. Now, they only give a relatively narrow insight into the detail contained in this and other audits, but they talk about high-risk practices, and the audit committee goes on to call on the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, to fully investigate the findings of possible fraudulent payments in that audit just last year.
So we know that there's possible fraud there, but do we know how much money we're talking about? Is it a big, is it a small amount, or if there's any ongoing investigation?
Well, these were among some of the questions I put to the Garda Press Office over the weekend. They did acknowledge the query, but they said they're still working on a reply. So at this moment in time, we don't know very much more than what's contained in this oversight body's report and their calls for a full investigation into this matter.